To demonstrate this point, 1972, 24 cities in the United States, each city with populations over 10,000 people, were chosen for an experiment. What happened in the experiment was that into those cities, individuals were placed who were trained to create very specific kinds of feeling in their bodies. And in those feelings of peace, in the feelings in the absence of stress and tension, when they were all having their experiences simultaneously, here's what happened. What the scientists found was that statistically measurable reductions were noted in crime, in crimes against people, in violent crimes, in major population centers, that statistically measurable reductions in the numbers of emergency hospital room visits were noted, in traffic accidents. And one of the interesting things that happened is one of the cities that was used for this particular study was the city of Chicago. And in Chicago, where the Chicago stock market was in session during the time that the trained individuals were feeling the feelings of peace and the lack of tension, and when all of the other statistics were declining, the Chicago stock market soared in the presence of those experiences. When the practitioners stopped what they were doing, the statistics reversed. And these experiments were conducted again and again and again with all of the conditions in place to make certain that these were not simply coincidences, that what was happening was a predictable, consistent phenomenon. And what the scientists found, the researchers found, that it was so consistent that they could actually develop the numbers for how many people were required in the city to have feelings of reduced tension, to feel those feelings of peace in their bodies within themselves before the effects were measured and detected in the world around them. So they found that when as few as 1%, in other words, when as few as 100 for every 10,000 people participated, that was what they called the threshold where the effects began to be seen in the communities surrounding where these people were. Obviously, the more people that participated, the more accelerated the effect. Well, this study then was carried even further and led to another study that to me is one of the most significant studies in peace documented in the 20th century. This is the very famous Orme, Johnson, Alexander, Davies, Chandler, Larimore study that was entitled the International Peace Project in the Middle East. It was first published in a journal that is entitled the Journal of Conflict Resolution, and I'll share with you the reference so that you can find this for yourselves. The Journal of Conflict Resolution, Volume 32, Number 4, December 1988, on page 778. And when you go to this article entitled The International Peace Project in the Middle East, you'll read the story of a study, a fascinating study that was conducted during the war between the Israelis and the Lebanese in the early 1980s. And what they found was that in the midst of the terrorist attacks, of the bombings, of the seemingly random killings that were occurring during this time, the principles that were found to be true, to hold true during the studies in 1972, were carried into the Middle East as practitioners trained in feeling the lack of tension and feeling the peace in their lives, trained in traditions of meditation and TM, as they were strategically placed in this part of the Middle East during the time that they were practicing and implementing their practices. The very same kinds of statistics were found to be true. The incidences of violent crimes against people declined. Terrorist activities stopped altogether. Emergency hospital room visits declined. And all kinds of controls were put into place just to make sure that it wasn't a function of lunar cycles or to make sure it wasn't a function of the holy days or a holiday when these things were happening. When the researchers were completed, and what the statistics in the Journal of Conflict Resolution are describing was simply this. They refined the number of people to an even greater degree that is determined to be necessary to hold the feelings of peace in a given population before the population begins to mirror that experience. And I'll share with you what the number is, and then I'll share with you what that number means. The number of people required in a given population for that population to begin to experience the peace and the lack of tension is a very small number. The number is the square root of 1% of the given population. I'll say that again. The square root of 1% of the given population. What does that mean? It means for any population, whether it's 25 people in a room, or 1,000 people in an auditorium, or 10,000 people in a community, or 1 million people in a city, or 6.2 billion people on the earth, for any population, if you take 1% on your little calculator, take 1% of that number of the population, and then from the number that is 1%, take the square root, and that will tell you the minimum number of people, what's called the threshold number of people that are required to participate in the feelings in their hearts and in their bodies of peace and the relief of stress and tension before those effects are mirrored in a population around them. And the numbers are amazingly small. In a city of approximately 1 million people, for example, the square root of 1% of the population is only about 100 people. In a world of 6 billion people, the square root of 1% is only about 8,000 people. 8,000 people, and that's all it is.